Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 18, 1806. Immense herds of buffalo. As he travels up the Marias, Lewis passes the point on the river where he had to turn back last fall. He continues upstream, exploring the river and its surroundings. He is trying to find a creek that he assumes flows into the Marias and has sent Dreyer and Joseph Fields ahead to see if they can find it, which they do. It flows north toward the Marias through Choteau and Liberty counties in Montana. Lewis names the creek Buffalo Creek for the herd of buffalo he describes as extending for 12 miles. This creek is now known as Dugout Coulee. The mountains he mentions today are the ones he named last year the Bear's Paw Mountains, and either the Highwood Mountains or the Judith Mountains. Captain Clark, over on the Yellowstone, writes today,
"As we were setting out this morning, two buffalo bulls came near camp. Several of the men shot at one of them. Their being near the river, plunged in and swam across to the opposite side, and there died. Charbonneau was thrown from his horse today in pursuit of a buffalo. The horse unfortunately stepped on a brarro hole, fell, and threw him over his head. He is a good deal bruised on his shoulder and face. After breakfast, I proceeded on as usual, over points of ridges so as to cut off bend of the river. At 11 a.m., I observed a smoke rise to the south-southeast, in the plains toward the termination of the Rocky Mountains in that direction. This smoke must be raised by the Crow Indians in that direction as a signal for us or other bands. I think it most probable that they have discovered our trail, and taking us to be Shoshone in search of them, the Crow Indians, as their custom, have made smoke to show where they are, or otherwise taking us to be their enemy, made a signal for other bands to be on their guard. After dinner, and a delay of 3 hours to allow the horses time to feed, we set out at 4 p.m. and proceeded down the river through a beautiful bottom, passing an Indian fort and encamped on a small island separated from the larboard shore by a very narrow channel." Captain William Clark, July 18, 1806.
The brarro, as you may remember from previous programs, is the badger. After passing Monument Butte, Clark reached White Beaver Creek in Stillwater County, Montana, and camped some 3 miles west of the present-day town of Columbus at the mouth of the Stillwater River. Tomorrow, cottonwoods for canoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion, by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.